So, welcome. Today, our announcements are pretty easy. There are two book groups that are going to be starting, I think, next week. Mine is on the 11th, and Sue's is TBD. But this is the book, and if you are still thinking you want to join the book club, that you have room, and you can choose whether you want to be.
Wait, the book groups are meeting. Mine is on starting on the 11th at 1 o'clock. For those of you that are here and I hadn't sent the email out, now you know. And then Sue's is TBD, and there's still room for you, so if you would like to join the book group, then you can sign up. Some of you have maybe already paid for your books, and I found them finally in the office, so if you want to get the book you paid for, then we can. They're in the office for you now. The second one is Raise the Roof Fundraiser, and our total is $286,335, and that's so exciting. Just a little over $13,000 more that we need to make our goal. So if you're still able, please make your contributions in the box that are in the fellowship hall. So our call to worship. O Christ, who freely receives from our hands and hearts all that we freely offer, receive and consecrate now all that we have and are. We give you thanks. Now take these, our many labors, and also the fruits of our labors, and use them for your good purposes, O God. For works of justice and mercy, for works of charity and generosity, for works of truth and beauty. For all good works that illuminate or establish your kingdom among us, O Christ. All good works that make your glories known. Amen. God's presence in our services are always overwhelming to me and things that happened. When we were planning this service, Kelly was going to use a psalm. And as we were doing it, she said, I'm going to look in the lectionary. Now that's something that's put together months or years in advance and see what scripture reading there is for this Sunday. And she did. And when I read it to you and you read it with me, you will see that God's hand was in this service Sunday, because there couldn't have been a more perfect passage for us to be reading today. The scripture reading is 2 Corinthians 8, 7 through 15. Now, as you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in utmost eagerness, and in our love for you, we want you to excel also in this generous undertaking. I do not say this as a command, but I am testing the genuineness of your love against the earnestness of others. For you know the generous act of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that by his poverty you might become rich. And in this manner I am giving you my advice. It is appropriate for you, who began last year not only to do something, but even to desire to do something. Now finish doing it, so that your eagerness may be matched by completing it according to your means. For if the eagerness is there, the gift is acceptable according to what one has, not according to what one does not have. I do not mean that there should be relief for others and pressure on you, but it is a question of a fair balance between your present abundance and their need, so that their abundance may be for your need, in order that there may be a fair balance. As it is written, the one who had much did not have too much, and the one who had little did not have too little. This is the word of the Lord. So, as we all know, Rick is in Uganda and coming home tomorrow, but he has sent us a video clip, and here's some information. Our discipleship elder, Rick Harrison, has been in Uganda for the last 2 weeks serving with Village of Hope. We are thrilled to share a video with you that Rick put together so we could catch a glimpse into the work that his team is doing over there. A portion of our mission dollars went to purchase some of the supplies needed for this trip, so we wanted to share with you what your generous giving has made possible. This clip that we're going to see is just a small snippet of what Rick is doing. He said there's a lot of detail left out, but it still will give us an insight a little bit into his activities.
Happy Lord's Day, Hillsboro Presbyterian Church. I am here in Bwali, Uganda, in Central Africa. I am specifically here to serve God as he has provided direction and so much confirmation. Thank you for your prayers and your positive support. I absolutely love spending time here with these eager and energetic students. Village of Hope is a work of God that could only have been done by the hand of God. The stories of miracles and unexpected grace has been incredible. The disastrous war is over, and the first children of the Village of Hope have now graduated or gone on to serve the Lord in many ways. Many are new parents of children currently now enrolled here. But while the war is over, the trauma continues from those directly involved down to today's children. Village of Hope doesn't only disciple, equip these children for their futures. Village of Hope have embedded counselors into the community. Counselors are hired and work within Gulu, and their job has been to be resources for the parents, guardians, and community leaders. As for my purpose here, I'm very busy every day troubleshooting existing solar photovoltaic systems, designing a remedy, and with help, installing new batteries, controllers, PV panels, and surge protectors. That was a mouthful. My consistent daily prayers for God to give me the physical strength and ability to do his work. Please make that your prayer as well. Thank you very much.
Now we're going to pray for our mission partners and the Lord's Prayer. Let us pray. Compassionate God, we offer you our gifts with grateful hearts, glad to know you keep reaching out to the world you love. Bless what we bring and use us, and our gifts to touch the world with your healing grace through Christ our Savior and friend. We offer up to you the ministry we heard about today from Rick Harrison, Village of Hope in Uganda, and ask that you use this ministry to bless the children and lives it enfolds, that they might know through our prayers and the service of those involved that they are so loved by you. Father, we would just ask that you would bless that region with rain. They are in desperate need, and only you can answer that. We'd also ask you for travel mercies for Rick and all the rest of the team as they are traveling to their various homes over the next couple of days. Provide for their needs and cover them in your love and protection that they might thrive as they grow. We pray too for each person who will receive a hygiene kit that we will be putting together today. May they experience your love indirectly through these kits. Unify us as we work together and prompt us to pray as we pack these kits. And God, we are all too aware that there are aches and groans in your world we don't have words or prayers for. So we pray the prayer you taught us to say, pray saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and
forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever.
So, my friends, go in faith, ready to serve God, trusting that God counts your life and those we serve as precious. And may God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you. And may God grant you grace and peace now and evermore. Let's go fill bags.